everything's running smoothly.
Is everything okay over there, bud? What's going on there, Pete? My name is Hartzell. To my left, my esteemed colleague, my friend, my, give me a letter, my
C,
my confidant, Peter.
You know what? That's what I was hoping you'd say.
Sweetie, hello, my brother. Happy Friday, buddy.
I'm gonna say this with some hesitance, right? It's okay. A good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
It's always a great day to be a Kansas Cityan. Not a great day to be a Kansas Cityan with Corona, though.
49 and cloudy with some coronavirus. That's the real feel.
Sunny with a chance of Corona? Something like that? My name is Hartzell. That's Pete. This is your KC Morning Show. Pete, what day is it today?
Today is Friday.
What does that mean on your KC Morning Show, Peter?
We are presented by our good friends at Charlie Hustle. So thank you to them. We will be talking about the shirts we're currently wearing in just, what, a few segments here.
Got that new, Pete. Got that new, merch.
You do look pretty fly.
You're rocking that establishment that the streak continues. By saying nothing, you've already kept that streak alive, which we will talk about later, which if you are a listener.
Right.
Or
you're either in on the joke or out of the
exactly.
joke.
Exactly. Either get it or you get it. Our KC Morning Hoes get that.
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, hopefully you're working from home, so you don't have to worry about the weather here, but we are in the high 30s, low 40s, real feels in your mid 30s.
So no. Why you can't be brushing by that now. This is the quarantine season. What is that?
Real feel. By the afternoon, you'll get to a real feel of the mid 40s. So it is really a chillier day anyway. We're trying to go out. High of 49, low of 36. High of 40, low of 32 tomorrow with some rain and snow mixture.
Yeah, right. What is even happening?
Sunday, high 46, low of 36. So after two good weekends in a row, not such a good weekend. And as you probably know.
Don't do that yet. Sometimes, Pete, you have this way of doing things. And I know you're trying to keep us informed and you want us to be in the right headspace. But don't S on the weekend. Don't S on it yet. Conditions are still ideal, man. I know it's going to be a little chilly. It might be a little wet, but... still good?
We should still have 2 days of the Big 12 tournament left, and it is no more.
Hey, what did we say about this a couple weeks ago? Remember when you weren't feeling all that great, and I was like, Pete, give me a letter, and you said, P, and I said, this is a great, great teachable moment for you, Pete. Peter P. Swain, the P stands for power of positivity, and I need you to bring that back as we're about to go into what will be a very weird few weeks / maybe a few months.
I'm glad you brought up a few weeks ago because I did want to get to this. So.
Oh, here we go. Oh, here. I know.
Today is March 13th.
Okay. I'm just going to take my L.
Happy March 13th.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
we were talking about the coronavirus. This is about 2 minutes long, so keep in mind if you're listening.
And it's worth it. I'm going to let him have his moment.
This is in the past.
I'll let him have his moment.
2 minutes worth of sound. Just what we were talking about 2 weeks ago. Go ahead and play.
We need to take a second. All right, we're fine. Go buy a couple masks. All right.
They're out in Kansas City area right now. The masks are out.
We're out?
I read something the other day that said they're out. They may be getting more. I'm sure they're going
to. Oh, no. Okay. This might be more serious than I thought. Uh-oh. I might need to retract a bunch of statements today.
I just think, you know, the country was a little bit slower to respond because they didn't believe that it would be a legitimate outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And there's problems at the national level. And I hope it doesn't really. You would think that the middle of the country would be fine, but the fact that it's sort of made its way here, I think, is a sign of it becoming a little bit bigger of a problem.
Oh, God. And well, have you looked at the stock markets?
Yeah, to quarantine this thing.
It's bad, man.
You really have to almost take people off the streets.
Oh, my God.
And I just don't think America has really embraced that quite yet. I think there's an outside chance this becomes like a real legitimate problem.
Well, they're saying like you should maybe like when you're going, they're trying to tell people not to get freaked out. Don't get spooked or anything. Oh, man. But if you're at the store and you have a chance to maybe get a couple extra things of, you know, non-perishables, maybe pick some of that up. If you got like maybe a chance to get some extra batteries or just little stuff you wouldn't really think about.
Wait,
plan for the worst. Hope for the best. Plan for the worst. Should we be worried? Should I be worried about this?
I don't know if you should be necessarily worried, but like, don't be completely shocked if 2 weeks from now,
oh God,
there's almost like a ban after being out at a certain time or without a mask.
That's 2 weeks from now, Pete. Don't freak these people out.
I'm telling you, man.
Stop it.
I've been reading.
You're sensationalist journalism.
Oh, I've been reading, man.
This sensational sports.
I'm actually, for what it's worth, I'm actually surprised that you're on that side of it, because that's a very, like, what you're taking right now is a very, like, right way of looking at it.
Out of sight, out of mind. I'm just going to, listen, everything's fine.
All right.
It's fine. I'm okay. Fine. We're fine. Everything is what, Pete?
It's good. We're good.
Fine.
And here we are 2 weeks from now.
Oh, wow, Pete.
Yeah, that was 13 days ago.
Wow. Well,
and here we are.
We saw it coming.
Everything in America is canceled.
St.
Patrick's
show.
Day.
We were here first.
That's right. We're still here.
Swing Stradamus.
We are a crew.
Had you covered.
We feel safe because we're a crew of two. We're not encouraging anyone to go out and work or do whatever. But what? Mayor Q, bans of, what, 1,000 people? I'm sure you're going to get
We're going to get to all of that in the news, man. It's
The Big 12 tournament's canceled. I was really excited. We talked about Syracuse basketball. They played their best game of the season on Wednesday night. So
you should be hungover right now. You should be hungover.
I'm all excited. Great. I said they have a chance here to go on one of these miracle Syracuse runs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, they're going to cancel this tournament. I know it. And they canceled every tournament. Again, we'll get into more of that. And the whole Big 12 tournament just disappeared. And it is a land of a bizarre world. I feel, working in sports media right now, it's an eerie feeling because...
What are you going to talk about?
You have a week, right.
What are y'all going to do?
If you're in season, you have a week to talk about the coronavirus and whatnot. But eventually, at some point here, you're going to run out of things to say. Like,
yep.
The game was 7 days ago and there was games to play. So it's not even like you're in off-season mode of where you're going to hypothetically add players to teams and trade them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what sports talk is going to look like. I don't know what ESPN is going to look like. And the most strange thing to me is there is no timetable.
Like, that's the thing. I don't know what.
It seems like minimum 30 days, right?
I'm also watching because my side hustle is with MLS and
right.
Sporting KC. So I have a vested interest in what happens here. I need us to play games, because if we don't play games, I don't get checks, and then I can't play my games.
Right,
so
everyone.
I
think the general consensus is for
I'm
people.
I'm furloughed, man.
I think the general
what
consensus
the
is for people out there to be like, "Oh, these players make millions of dollars," but no one is really thinking about the janitor or the guy who needs the extra money to pay bills for his kids, Hartzell, who needs to pay for dates at this point. But this impacts everybody, man, and that's why, jokingly, I said it's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, and it's one of these weird things and these unknowns where you wonder if it's a good day to be anybody, you know. And I'm just I'm a little nervous.
We just don't know.
You know,
we got plenty of time because Corona is going to be in the news today, tomorrow, and for the foreseeable future, and we'll have it in just a few minutes.
So that's the macro, the micro. I found an apartment.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to. Let's get to the
the
point that matters.
The good news.
Because I got to try to find a new quarantine spot. So I guess you got an apartment. And it's going to be, I'm assuming, fairly clean since it's, you know, going to be a new spot. So where are we at,
man? It'll be fairly clean. It'll be fairly sween.
So that's how we're going to christen this new spot, huh? Alrighty.
So I teased going downtown. There was some flirtation.
Okay.
And I stayed in Old Reliable, my district here in Westport and the Plaza.
You didn't move?
At the end of the day.
You barely moved.
At the end of the day.
Pete.
Here's the thing. When you're young, you give me 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I see downtown. I see what's coming up. I'm excited. I probably just take the leap of faith and hope I like it. I know I like the Plaza and Westport. I like being able to walk things. I like that it feels like the busiest district in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And I get there are busy districts out there, but I mean at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so used to coming from New York. Everything just always, there's something going on even in later hours of the day. So anyway, I found a really good spot.
This place fits you.
Really good price.
It just makes sense for who you
are. And I'll describe it this way too.
Uh-huh.
I had told you before, I'm 31. You've been to my place living in a house with roommates.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel like this place will graduate me from the frat feel to what you would call a quote unquote adult apartment.
It's about damn time.
That's right.
You shouldn't be including the word frat next to your title, and you're 31, Pete.
It's affordable.
It's time to move on.
It's a slack word for affordable.
Put the khakis down, all right? Put your plaid away, although I know you're never going to put your plaid away.
Can't do it.
Put that salmon polo shirt away.
But.
And welcome to adulthood.
Still a short driving distance from the KC Morning Show studio at Unlabeled Music Services. No, we got no responses about the studio.
No love. Not one.
Now there's no excuses
today.
Okay,
then I'm going to start. Here's what we're going to do then, all right? Then you and I are going to have to get the ball rolling. I'm going to come in on Monday with a name that I have as a suggestion for what we're going to call this room, which as right now is the placeholder, the KC Morning Show studio.
The placeholder studios. No, that's not a real.
Oh, hold on.
That's not a real suggestion.
Pete, hold on. Let's make this a gimmick because life is wrestling. Let's call it the placeholder studios, and we're going to call it that until we sell it. We're going to sell the studio name rights.
That's right.
And until then, Placeholder Studios, brought to you by the Unlabeled Music Services.
A lot of times I don't like your idea. I like this one.
Okay.
I'm on board.
So my name is Hart, so that's Pete to my left. We are broadcasting live from your Placeholder Studios here, a service provided by your Unlabeled Music Services. See, it's easy. It's easy.
Right.
Give them a gimmick. Give them that gimmick they came for. Well, you've got an apartment. You've got a place to live. I've got some news, some updates, some hot, hot, sweaty, passionate news.
Let's do it.
Let's do what?
The news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Been waiting for this since last Friday. This is a Friday kind of thing we do on this, your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. This guy right here.
Ready?
This talented guy to my left, Pete Sweeney, with that freestyle. Break him off!
It's all about Corona, but tough to find your beach. It's Friday, so anyway, you're getting my speech. Everything moving indoors. No more outside play. It's all happening on St. Patrick's Day. I wish the world wasn't in a spiral. Corona got us feeling way too viral. It's state of affairs. Give me some booze, especially when it's time to do the news.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Just the progression of how you were just really making this your own. The confidence, a swag meter through the roof.
I got to say, the first line, it's all about Corona, but tough to find your beach. It's Friday, so anyway, you're getting my speech. That could be a rapper.
That's really good. Could be. It's what you are, man. It's what you are.
Put it on a t-shirt.
I mean, you just are getting so good at that. Because I could tell for a hot, hot, hot second.
Tell the people when I wrote that. It was close to a freestyle. As we were about to hit play.
Because you were, there was a little bit in there where you got a little bit flustered. You might have went a little bit quick, but you found the beat.
Okay, I got back to it.
It all comes back. It's hard not to come back around to that. I didn't like the freestyle the first week we did it, but I came back around on it.
Slow burn.
Slow burn.
If there's anyone who could appreciate a slow burn, it's you. There you go.
Yay!
Oh, wow. There he goes. There he goes. Careful with that stuff now. Something going around.
Oh, I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
It's going around. Puff, puff, pass. It's going around to the left.
Too much.
To the right. To the left. To the right. To the left. To the left. To the left. Let's do the news. Let's do the news. Good job, Pete. Whoa. Did you know there's words in this?
No, I didn't know that.
Once. Okay, I guess just for a half second. Okay. Didn't know that.
Crept up.
All right.
Crept up on us.
Did not know that was part. We've never made it that long. That was at the 2:40 mark.
Right.
Thank you, Rebecca. Have we given a shout out to Rebecca in a while? I don't think we've given a shout out to Rebecca since show one or two. Rebecca Mayer does our imaging. The best in the business.
Mayor R.
Let's set the scene, because it all felt real. I'm at the bar Wednesday night with one of our KC Morning Ho OGs, Stanford Joe. What up, Stanford Joe? And we went to Blue Line grabbing some tacos and stuff. And the president comes on. as a very rare Oval Office address, which doesn't happen very, very often with this president. And I feel like it was that point where things got serious.
We're moving into uncharted territory practically by the hour. This country and some of its most venerable institutions, from pro sports leagues to Broadway to Disneyland, taking stunning measures to slow the spread of coronavirus.
Confronting a spreading pandemic, the country and the world are tonight digesting the president's primetime announcement of a travel ban.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
The news sent global financial markets sinking.
To put that in perspective, that mechanism meant to calm the markets hasn't been used in 23 years.
Okay, so that's our big picture. That's setting the stage. So now let's bring it back home.
Mayor Lucas in Kansas City also declared a state of emergency, banning all events with more than 1,000 people.
A state of emergency in Kansas City to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. What this does is ban events of 1,000 or more people for the next 21 days.
That would include functions like Planet Comic-Con. That would include sporting events. That would include musicals, theater performances, etc.
Health officials urge you to practice social distancing, keeping a space between you and someone else.
Stopping handshakes, not even doing fist bumps, because you can still see bacteria and viruses transmitted that way.
It's the beginning of the end, man. If I can't do a fist bump, what are we doing?
That's your token.
What are we going to do?
That's why they call you Fist Bump Gray occasionally.
Is that what they call me?
They say this guy loves to fist bump so much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not around you, but... We all do.
It's on the back of my
jersey.
We all
do it,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, I get that. It was on our celebrity soccer game. That's what you guys are calling me.
Fist bump Gray.
I could hear it. Yeah. I could hear you guys in the background. It helped propel me to victory. That was the chip on my shoulder. The state of emergency issued for an initial period. I'm not done yet with that. Of 21 days. I'm still waiting for a victory dinner, by the way. Under this proclamation, all events with more than 1,000 attendees will be canceled under the order. Mayor Lucas also placed a moratorium on all non-essential travel for city employees until the emergency has been lifted. So he said, we're working diligently across departments to prevent potential spread, and we're asking our community members and business owners do their parts in helping to prevent potential spread, Mayor Lucas said in a press release Thursday. It was just that first thing. What was it for you? Was it Big 12 or was it when March Madness got canceled? Because that's when I thought, oh boy, I feel like now everything's about to change.
Well, the first thing was they removed the fans from
March Madness. That's right.
And that in itself was going to be odd because the crowd is such a big part of what is NCAA March Madness, and so that hit home. And as a sports analyst, you immediately wonder, how's that going to impact the games? And I said, it's going to be a lot harder for underdogs to win games if they can't get that adrenaline and momentum.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
And then also, too, almost before that, or seemingly at the same time, and we'll get into it, but the NBA suspending, it's just unprecedented.
So when the state of emergency gets released, more than 1,000 attendees gone. 21 days. So we're going to reevaluate this thing in a couple weeks. And then the news just kept coming and kept coming.
Governor Laura Kelly announced the first coronavirus-related death in Kansas. Kelly said the patient was a man in his 70s in Wyandotte County. He was living in a long-term health care facility and had some underlying health conditions. Governor Mike Parson announced a second presumptive positive case of COVID-19 in Missouri. According to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, this second case is in Greene County. In a news conference, Parson said the case involves a person in their 20s who recently traveled to Austria.
So a man in his 70s who lived in a long-term care facility in Wyandotte County, the first known death from the new coronavirus spread in Kansas. The man was admitted to Providence Medical Center in KCK, and had issues with cardiac issues and a fever, died Wednesday morning. Test found postmortem that it was COVID-19 related.
Crazy.
What do we call in the studio again? What do you call it?
Placeholder.
And this Placeholder Studios here in Westport.
And Unlabeled Music Services.
And we are in Westport. And St. Paddy's Day, the parade
gone. For the first time in 48 years, we've learned Kansas City is canceling its St. Patrick's Day parade scheduled for Tuesday. Sources tell KMBC 9 the decision was made after the World Health Organization officially declared COVID-19 a global pandemic.
Nothing is off the table, man.
Yeah.
Even as we, and we're going to talk about this in our...
You talk about big weekends in Kansas City.
Yeah.
This combination that seemingly happens as Big 12 runs into St. Patrick's Day is one of the bigger events of the year. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about last week how South by Southwest was canceled and what that would mean to a city like Austin. This is a hit for Kansas City. I mean, there's no doubt that businesses are losing quite a bit of money this weekend. I felt the Big 12, because of the lack of parity, it was already a down year for, you know, this becoming Iowa State, like South or whatever.
Right. Hilton South.
Hilton South. But, you know, you add all this in with the cancellation. I mean, that.
What did you do? Because your plan was to kick it with the boys.
Down.
You and the boys were supposed to go buck wild yesterday.
Usually, when I take off, I would have just given the website to my deputy editor, and that allows me to get freed up and have a day off. And I just ended up working and
Do anything. You just ended up just.
I finalized that apartment. I mean, that was really the only.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, you know what? Damn it. You deserve better, Pete.
You know what's funny? Now that I'm thinking about it and talking out loud, I really like the place that I was able to get. And had all this not happened, I just would have probably lost the apartment. So maybe.
An optimist over here.
Maybe that was a good thing.
That is exactly what we, you know what we need right now in this current state. It's just a little bit of optimism.
Yeah.
A little bit of glass half full. A little bit of not a glass of water. It was an emergency. Get some vitamin C. Vitamin C half full, not half empty.
Right.
And that's why we need you around, Pete.
And one half of the morning show is me, vitamin P.
Okay. You know what? Didn't hate it. Didn't hate it. Why don't you stock up on some of this vitamin P? Because it looks like everybody is running to the store.
Not for sale.
To stock up. Say not for sale.
Over at Hy-Vee, closed their self-service soups and salad bar. Open just about everything else.
People are definitely stocking up on the toilet paper, the cleaning supplies.
He is surprised by the demand for items like toilet paper, but says whatever leaves the building is generally restocked quickly. He adds there's also a push to keep the store as safe as possible for shoppers.
Disinfecting high traffic areas with where customers are, what employees are using.
Have you made your run yet? Mr. Adult, Mr. I got a new place to live, Mr. I am responsible.
So maybe I'm just crazy here. I'm not as worried about grocery stores being closed as seemingly everybody else is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay right now. I mean, I haven't. Maybe I'm making a mistake here.
It just feels like that's just what we're supposed to do, right?
Right.
You're just like when it's supposed to snow, you feel like you have to go stockpile. You don't really need to, or you know. It's follow the leader, man. It's groupthink. And that's fine. It's fine. That's fine.
I mean, I just see other countries. Grocery stores aren't closing. They're changing their policies where it's going to be harder maybe to potentially, like you have to go in one or two at a time, so it may slow down the process. But it's not like there's a grocery store.
Maybe.
Shortage.
I don't know. Do you know something I don't know? Do you have some insider information that we don't know about?
I mean, I got a couple cans of soup, so I'm all right. Make it through to Sunday.
Got a couple cans. All right, let's transition out of Corona for just a little bit, if we can even differentiate. There we go, at this point. But you know, the food stories have been crushing, and you know what goes better with a case of Corona?
What's that?
Seltzer. You know, that's 2020, man. You didn't know that? A little seltzy. Leinenkugel. Leinenkugel, they're back. You may remember the summer shandy from a couple years ago. Well, they are back. They got a new gimmick, and it is a bit of a hybrid.
Should we get into the seltzer space, or you know, do we go and do something else that's more true to who we are? And that's really what led us to the idea of Leinenkugel's Spritzen. I think it's going to be a point for our brewery, much like Summer Shandy was in 2007. Only 93 calories. Summer Shandy's 130 per 12-ounce serving. They'll fill the shelves in March, and I think once our drinker discovers this, this. I think it's going to be a huge hit.
Leidenkugel creating what is called the Spritzen.
Mm.
The Spritzen.
Mm.
Pete.
Sounds good. Sounds delicious to me.
It is a beer with a splash of seltzer. Spritzen is German for splash. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, you know, I did. Because I got a little bit of German in me. I got a little bit. Nah, I don't think so.
Doesn't look like it.
I don't think so.
Am I still allowed to say that?
Now, here's the thing. Like it. It's 2020. Come on, man. What are you doing? It's
not, I don't know.
How unwoke of you to say, Pete?
I don't know.
Now, here's the thing, and they're not gonna beat around the bush. It's not half and half. It's not. The brewery, Wisconsin-based. To be clear, Spritzen is a beer. It is a beer with a splash of seltzer. Katie Leidenkugel, sixth generation Leidenkugel, and the company's brand strategist and engagement lead told Thrillist. I'm going to give it a shot because that summer shandy is the bomb.
I know,
so
it's...
I'm gonna give that a looky-loo.
I know.
A little taste test.
The shandy is a summer. It's a warm weather thing, but hear me out here.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Christmas comes. Uh-huh. It's Dancer and Prancer and Cupid and Spritzen. How about that? Replace the reindeer name.
Take a lap. Take a lap.
Later this year.
You and Rudolph will take a lap, all right?
Looking forward to that.
We need this in this moment.
Forget Rudolph.
In this moment, much like Santa needed Rudolph, we need a hero. Mm. The American people, what the American people need.
What's that?
Is they need a hero. They are holding on to a hero.
Your boy Obama.
I didn't say he's a hero they need. I'm just saying we need a hero.
Tweeted out an article from my company Vox yesterday. So
I saw that.
Shout out to.
I did. In fact, I think I might have retweeted it. It was like Corona things you need to know or something like
little
that.
Little Obama for your mama. Don't hate it.
He's a rare form, ladies and gentlemen. He brought it today. Pete has no shame. Well, America needs a hero. We need a hero. And I could have been that hero for you. I could have put together a list because this story is eerily similar to a list of Hartzell, which is, you know, exactly what it was supposed to be, but I decided not to. I didn't load in the intro song, so congratulations, because it was user error. This is supposed to be a list of Hartzell, and I messed up. So we will just get to the nitty gritty, and we'll get to the heart of the matter, which is that Americans have chosen their favorite superhero, and hint, hint, it is not Captain America. So I'm going to go ahead and put in this man's, and I guess, spoiler, it is a man.
Who
I'm
going to
go ahead and put this man's, his own music behind, and see if you can pick up on who it is. I'm sure you can. It's iconic.
Ric Flair. Oh.
If it was up to me, yes, Ric Flair would be our favorite superhero. A survey of 2,000 Americans pinpointed that their favorite superhero led with 47% of the votes. Superman! The top three, rounded out by Batman at 45%, Spider-Man at 46%, and number one at 47, America's favorite hero, Clark Kent himself, Superman! Now, can you tell this would have been a good list? It would have been a good list.
Some people say I look like Clark Kent. What?
Mm-mm. That ain't it. Huh? Well, let me say one more time. No, you gotta do the whole thing. Do the motion.
You ever see me near a phone booth?
Come on, give me the whole thing. Oh my God.
Did you ever see me near a phone booth?
Oh my God. Where did Pete go?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Super sweet.
Superman, number one on your list. Now, America's favorite villains. Look at the top five. Lex Luthor, and number five. Number four, Thanos. Number three, Venom. Oh, really? Number three? Good. Number two, Catwoman.
Number one,
gotta be the Joker.
This is a very predictable list.
Top five as your favorite superheroes. I gave you the top three, but we'll give you the top five. Iron Man at number five. Captain America ended up being number four. Batman, number three. Spider-Man, number two. Superman, number one.
And shout out to the real heroes, the nurses and doctors fighting coronavirus today, right?
Yeah, no, 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 of course, you guys are heroes too. All right? But do you...
Listen, that's my heroes, not in this fiction.
Do you have the power... What's the tagline? Do you have lasers that come out of your eyes? I don't think so. Do you?
I've got the power.
So here's what we're gonna do. No. Keep going.
What?
Give me that beat. Give me that jock jams. Keep going. My name's Hartzell. Keep going. That guy right there is Pete. This is your KC Morning Show. We're going to take a break. Talk to you about some more things. Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic for The Screening Room. Also, your film critic on this here program, The KC Morning Show. That, as well as so much more, coming up next. This is your KC Morning Show. Good job.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Pete, what is this we got on today? Because this looks nice. Got some new merch. Thank you to our friends at Charlie Hustle.
So you can put the coronavirus in the people, but you can't take St. Patrick's Day out of the people.
That didn't make any sense. That was neither smooth nor coherent.
So keep that in
mind. But I like where your head was at.
So I currently have on, I mean, I dare I say, Charlie Hustle's best shirt they've ever made. It is Kelly's Westport Inn.
Let me see that. Give me a spin, baby. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, that's solid.
Since 1947.
That is solid.
It's a good-looking shirt.
Yep.
Kelly's itself makes good shirts, but again, this, you combine the flavor of Charlie Hustle and the spirit of Kelly's. Perfect shirt to wear on St. Patrick's Day, or if you're not doing anything next St. Patrick's Day. Hartzell, you have a fly shirt on as well.
Yeah, we got some. I'm rocking my Boulevard Brewing Company. It's also in a nice St. Patty's green.
It's super cool because it is the typical Boulevard shirt, and where you maybe wouldn't typically put green in,
pecs look so good in this shirt, too.
That's not everyone's pecs are
totally
good.
Totally unrelated, but my God. Huh, I am attractive today.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlie Hustle. Continue on.
And so, basically, there's splashes of green, and would be...
Ooh, I like the way you say splash.
And otherwise... regular Boulevard shirt. So I do like that fact of it.
It pops Boulevard and Charlie Hustle. A beautiful combination, literally, because I'm wearing a beautiful shirt.
They got the KC Heart Collection going on. They have Communities, St. Patrick's Day. They got Royal shirts that are coming in. So head on over to charliehustle.com.
And you got extra time now.
Guess what? I found
the Royals. You got extra time because you're going to push that bad boy back.
So bonus
time. You can get all the merch you want from Charlie Hustle.
So here's the deal. And I found this out this week, Hartzell. Maybe you didn't even know this.
I probably didn't.
Not only can you use KCMS20, the code, online, you could go into the store and tell them you have a coupon code. So you can go to the actual store.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
You can work at any Charlie Hustle store. KCMS20 will get you 20% off. So
man, why don't I check some of these emails?
Because, listen. Because
that seems almost significant.
I mean, so many times I have to tell you, workhorse show pony.
You're right.
And this is one of those times. Right. Every Friday episode of the KC Morning Show is brought to you by Charlie Hustle. Use that promo code, KCMS20. Who do we got next?
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. Sean, we haven't talked to.
Shedwards.
Shedwards, back on your KC Morning Show, because when we talk flicks on a Friday, it's with Sean Edwards from Fox 4, the Screening Room on Fox 4. We're going to talk how we deal with movies in the age of corona. Coming up next, this, your KC Morning Show.
KC Morning Show.
All right, y'all. Listen, I know that everybody's locking down. We are being quarantined, but my man can't be stopped. He can't be tamed. He can't be phased. Sean Edwards back on your KC Morning Show. Hello, my brother.
What's up, man? You better find the one you love. You don't have nothing to do. I used to spend time with them. So many babies born in 9 months. It's going to be ridiculous because you cannot do anything. You can't go to the movies. You can't go to Broadway. You can't watch any sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, college. They canceled the entire tournament. Vegas is about to collapse. I just got off a plane. I ain't scared.
Oh, hold on. You just got off a plane. Where are you at right now?
I just flew in from New York, man. I was out of New York working.
Okay.
I ain't scared. I'm
Hold on. I have so many questions right now because you're the first person. You're my first now plane correspondent. On top of being our movie guy, now you're our Corona guy. I need you to go ahead and accept that responsibility. Okay, so how packed was the plane?
Okay, here's the deal. On my flight out to New York, it's funny how things change so quickly.
Uh-huh.
On my flight out to New York, it was completely full, just more people wearing masks, and now everybody's wiping everything down, which they should have been doing in the first place.
Right.
But the plane coming back from New York to KC was about one-fourth full. So a lot of people canceling flights. A lot of people scared. I've never been scared. I ain't scared.
Why are you being tough?
I'm trying to live my life, man. I'm just trying to live, man. One time I had a chance, I had a conversation with Prince, rest in peace, and he's the one that told me never be scared.
Okay.
If Prince tells you never be scared, then you never be scared.
No, you're right.
You just got to do your thing.
If Prince says something, that's probably gospel then, right? That's probably good words to live by.
Gospel, the Quran, and all that stuff, and the hammock, and the tractor trailer truck, and all that stuff.
Everything.
So I don't know. I just know that Hollywood is in a free fall. I mean,
I'm like you. I'm not scared of this thing, but I respect it. Game recognized game. But like, right. I'm somebody who I still want to go see a movie. Like, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna tell myself I'm gonna wash my hands. I'm gonna be good. But I know in a week I want to go see a movie. Am I gonna be able to see a movie?
Realistically, you're not going to be able to see any new movies theatrically, which means you're not going to be able to go to AMC or B&B and see anything new for at least 3 months.
Stop!
Even longer.
Stop!
No, listen.
I'm single now, Sean. Man, that's my go-to spot. I am an easy date. I always go with the movie route. I am basic.
I know, but here's the problem. We created a monster. Hollywood is 100% dependent upon the global box office, which means that the big movies that most people want to see, like Furious 9, Black Widow, Mulan, the James Bond movie, they have to do well all over the world. Right now, China is completely shut down. You can't do anything in China. China represents anywhere from 25 to 40% of the global box office. You're not going to release Black Widow by Marvel and not have China. You're not going to release Furious 9 and not be able to show your movie in China, which is why all the Hollywood studios have postponed and moved all the big movies. Like, Furious 9 was supposed to open in April. It's now going to open in April in 2021, back a whole year. That's crazy. They moved James Bond from April all the way to November, and they may move it again. So here's the deal. Movie theaters aren't in the business of making money off the movie. They're in the business of selling popcorn and soda.
Right.
All of a sudden, they were expecting hundreds of thousands of people to come and see James Bond, millions of people to come and see Furious 9, millions and millions of people to see Marvel's Black Widow. Those people won't be able to come to those movie theaters because those movies have been pushed. There's nothing to see. There's no reason to go to the movie theater. They are in trouble.
What are we going to watch?
How are they going to generate revenue? You're going to stay at home because everybody's scared. And the first thing you do when you open up your laptop is you're going to buy stock in Netflix.
You're right.
Prime and Disney Plus, because everyone's going to be watching stuff that's streaming. Because no one's going outside the house. Because I predicted in a couple of days, you're not even going to be allowed to go to a movie theater anyway.
Really? You think they're going to shut it down?
They're going to shut it down. It's going to get worse before it gets better, at least within the next 90 days.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to be watching stuff on TV, which is not a bad thing because the streamers were already kicking butt anyway. So I'm going to give my top five recommendations: movies, TV series, and television shows you can stream at home. They were better than the movies anyway.
I love this. All right. I love it. This is perfect.
My first recommendation is the new movie called Spencer Confidential, starring Mark Wahlberg and my man Winston Duke.
Yo! Henry!
What? You said I'd have my own room.
Hawk, this is Spencer. Spencer, this is Hawk. You two are going to be roommates.
It's a trashy, raunchy action flick, but if you love Mark Wahlberg, and most people do,
it's true.
You'll have a great time. It's an easy watch. All you got to do is click the button on your TV, sit back, and for 2 hours, you're going to have a lot of fun. Now, if you have kids in the house, there's a movie on Disney Plus, brand new, called Stargirl, starring Grace VanderAll. Hey, hey, take it away. Get them all. Be true to your school
now. Let your colors fly. Is she magic?
Depends on how you define magic.
Stargirl is a teen romantic fantasy. It's got the basic template, but the lead girl, Grace VanderAll, she's going to be a star. She can sing, she can dance, she's cute, she's fun. It's uniquely generic, but I love the message that they're sending out. And you know what? Here's the deal. Unless you know what LOL dolls are, this is not for you. But if you have three teen girls in your house, this is their Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane, he says. I have no idea what you just said.
I went too old. I went too old with that. I gotta fine tune my references.
No, man. Here's the thing. I got the Citizen Kane. It was the LOL dolls, okay. And I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll do Rosebud all day, man.
Then Stargirl is definitely not the one for you. Now, I mean, you don't have to stay exclusively with movies. That's the beautiful thing about streaming. I'm into Love is Blind.
Don't use my toothbrush. Some people do that. Do you do that?
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I'm not going to do
it. Oh, my God, honey. What?
That would really bother you?
You using my toothbrush?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
I mean, just...
Have you shared a toothbrush with someone before?
A poor man's The Bachelor, except it's better, and it's crazier, and it's dumber. But that makes it more fun to watch.
And we're going to be quarantined, so that's exactly what you want.
Dude, I didn't know real people existed like that. That TV series gets me every time, man. Love it. Love is Blind.
And where can you find that one again? I always forget. Which one's that on?
Netflix.
That's right. That's right.
You got to tell people where it's at. That one's on Netflix now. In case you have Apple Plus, there's a really good movie called The Banker. Like, if you're a big fan of Hidden Figures, you will love The Banker, starring Anthony Mackie, Samuel Jackson, and my girl Nia Long.
Yep. Still Black. We get Matt to front for us.
You want me to what?
Be us to the rest of the world. We can't set foot in the bank unless we the help. Should have took limo driver when you had the chance.
It's about two businessmen back in the 50s and the 60s who flipped the game in the banking industry and housing industry, and they became like civil rights activists. It's a little known story, but it's well executed. It's kind of like it's almost Oscar worthy. Like, oh. Samuel Jackson, Anthony Mackie deliver like fantastic performances. The story is really incredible. I knew nothing about it. I was completely fascinated by it all. And speaking of fascinating, there's another miniseries that will be on Netflix in a couple of weeks called Madam C.J. Walker.
Sisters, let's talk about hair. Wonderful hair leads to wonderful opportunities.
Missy, I don't take orders no more. Lincoln freed me 40 years back.
That's why I'm gonna pay you.
And that's why you're my favorite daughter-in-law.
It's about the black woman who became the first multi-millionaire woman in America, and she created hair care products for black women, and it stars Academy Award Octavia Spencer.
Sean, just so you know, my first ever book report in kindergarten was on Madam C.J. Walker. In fact, my report was so good, Sean, that Hartman Elementary School let me read my book report over the PA. That was where my career started.
Well, there you can look at you. You are a Black History Month superstar. That's what there you have it, man.
There we go.
Even though the world is coming to an end, you will be thoroughly entertained thanks to our friends at Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, and Hulu.
COVID and chill.
Go. There you have it.
Man, what are we going to talk about? Man. What are we going to talk about next week? What are we going to do?
I'm selfish, man.
What about us?
I don't know what we're going to do. No, we're going to get stuff streaming.
Okay.
We're going to be real big fans of streaming, man. We all going streaming, baby. We're going to stream together. You're going to have to pay that internet bill. That's all you got, baby. That's all you got, man. Rest in peace, Prince.
Oh, man. Sean Edwards, you are the Fox 4, one of the Fox 4 film critics, the Screening Room. Where can these people find you, my friend?
They can find me, hopefully not at St. Luke's or Children's Mercy. I've been on these planes. But,
but you a fool.
In the meantime, you can find me on all the social platforms, S. Edwards, KC, everywhere, man. Let's do it.
Wait, you know what? We got some time now, so why don't you and me just kick it? How about that?
Let's do it, baby. We're going to have a Corona party.
Oh, I'll bring the limes.
And I'll bring the Coronas.
Sean Edwards, we will talk to you soon, brother.
All right, man. It's always a pleasure.
Man. Always, man. See you soon.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
So there you have it, Pete. You are set. We are ready to get quarantined and Pete, kicking it.
Petey Pete and the Funky Bunch is ready to take in a few flicks
this weekend. I was really thinking of you when I had to put that trailer audio of that Marky Mark movie. Which, by the way, Post Malone's in that. LOL. Like that Post Malone. Yeah. It actually looks kind of good. I actually am probably going to watch that one this weekend. It looks ridiculously terrible, but like maybe in all the right ways. And plus, Sean wouldn't steer us in the wrong direction.
No.
Not what he does on this show. This man, I'm not going to.
Maybe post Oscars, Sean, because you could tell he was feeling a little bit dubious after that.
During Oscars, Sean was a bit tipsy topside.
That's right.
He was a little loaded. But as you should be, because that man, he will put this on his grave, on his movie commentating gravestone. It will say, I predicted Parasite back in 2020. And he did. He had it first. Sean said it first. And you heard it first.
Right here.
Right here on your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. Pete, to my left, Pete, give me a letter if you don't mind.
S.
Peter S. Sween. The S stands for... Sports?
Here we go.
Question mark? Maybe. Here we go. Take me to sports.
So, welcome into sports.
Almost too easy.
And that's it. That's it for sports. Everything's canceled. It started out... Really, the first thing on record on Wednesday was Manchester City and Arsenal getting postponed.
Yeah.
The cancellations just continued. The big one, I would say, was the NCAA tournaments beginning to close their tournaments to fans. Those eventually turned to cancellations the following day. But 9:31 to me was the big one. That was when the NBA was canceled, and this was stemming from Rudy Gobert, and he contracted coronavirus, tested positive. He actually was joking last week about coronavirus. If you see this video online, you know, this is one thing we can't show you.
It was
but
so stupid. He's so stupid.
He didn't think it was a big deal.
No, obviously not.
You hate that moment for him because he's now the answer to a trivia question for years to come.
Forever and ever.
And he's a pretty good NBA player, and this is now more so his legacy.
What do they call him? The Stifle Tower or something like that?
Yeah, because he's French.
Yeah.
And at the end of this press conference, if you don't know, he joked by touching every mic and every recorder and so on and so forth, gets coronavirus, and the next thing you know, he and the rest of the NBA officials are saying, okay, he has it. We have to really quarantine everybody. Mm-hmm. They suspend the NBA season. So last night on TNT, they had Commissioner Adam Silver on to talk about this.
Adam, is it possible that the season will not continue?
Of course it's possible. I mean, I just don't know more at this point. I mean, there's another factor that may go to the seasonality of this virus. Again, you know, I've talked to a lot of experts, it's a little clear. Some have a theory that just as with the common flu, as the weather changes, we may see it begin to peter out a little bit. I mean, again, we don't know.
So I have one note. Who's to say that he didn't get the corona when he licked the mics? Like, who's to say he gave it
away?
Well,
that's what's so interesting.
Maybe he contracted it by one of them grimy reporters in the room, huh?
And you had this number going around.
I'll play devil's advocate.
You had this
Frenchman.
You had this number going around the country yesterday that CDC has only been able to give 77 tests, but they ended up testing all of the NBA players, which were 58 tests. So mm-hmm. You're telling me that the NBA was able to get 58 of the 77 tests in America? Does not sound good. That's not a good look.
The Utah Jazz got that VIP treatment?
Right.
Come on.
Like, what is
Come
the
on.
Deal there? But lo and behold.
And you've got this crazy timeline, man. I'm just scrolling on our show sheet.
It's impossible to read the whole thing.
You can't read them all, but like legitimately.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
That should lead.
They're stuck in Australia, and they have coronavirus that happened at 9:06 p.m.
Mom and Dad got sick.
Wednesday.
And if they are in the U.S.
Charles Barkley thinks he has
it. Not in Australia. They don't even know if they have it.
Right. Big 12 was the big one in Kansas City. Eventually, they said, all right, we got to call this off. They pulled the players from the court. I think it was about 60 minutes. Mm. The entire NCAA tournament was the next to go down. There is a question in Kansas City right now, with Kansas being the number one team to end the conference, are they the national champion? And so that's the question we're facing right now. It's interesting. And I just think that they are, at least in my opinion.
Why not? Who cares? Why not? I saw, was this picture real? I saw this on Twitter. There's the banner. I saw a 2020
no, it's
national.
Not real.
That wasn't a real. That was a gimmicked one.
They have an interesting.
But also,
case.
Why not print it out?
Because the top team.
Hang that bad boy up.
The top team in each conference is technically the conference champion. So you'd right. wonder, well, if you're going to award a national title this year, it has to be to Kansas.
And they always say you got to reward. You should always reward the regular season play because it's a longer
like the
stretch
least
of games.
Celebrated NCAA championship trophy ever, but.
And did you also catch the Vince Carter news that maybe he may have just like low key retired and this was his swan song, just saying, hey, this is weird, but I guess we're done for a while and I think I might be done.
Well, you heard with Silver, you know, the NBA is done for at least 30 days. You saw that with the MLS. You saw that with the MLB, yeah. who pushed things back 2 weeks. And that, again, I think we talked about this at the front of the show. It's just the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how long this is going to be for. So everyone is answering questions in sort of that PR fashion that I typically make fun of. But I think truly.
Little Radio Henry PR.
You got to understand, we just don't have the answers today. So we're not going to lead you astray here on the KC Warwick Show. But that's reality right now. Nobody
right,
knows.
Though.
Nobody
right,
knows. And so. Again, it's tough to know when things resume. I find it comforting that I get to talk about other stuff on here because I don't even know what's going to happen in the NFL. Like the league year is supposed to start on Wednesday. A lot of the stuff is just free agency, so you could reasonably do this stuff in FaceTime calls and visits and things like that. But again, in Kansas City, Big 12 canceled. The MLS is suspended for 30 days. So if you have a job for my boy Hartzell, you need him to scream in a mic, he's available.
I am wide open and available for bookings.
MLB delayed 2 weeks. So
help
March,
me, please.
March 26th is now turned into, you know, my quick math tells me around April 10th, April 11th for the Royals. So we are in a holding pattern here in Kansas City when it comes to sports. The question now is, what are we going to do without sports indefinitely?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to pull up your nearest podcast feed. You're going to subscribe to the KC Morning Show and get caught up. That's what you're going to do because we got right. plenty in that catalog for you to now to get, I don't know, up to date. You're going to have some time. You're going to be sitting in front of a computer, probably at your house.
Okay. Probably. Carefully. We don't need your, how would you do at your house?
Oh, sorry. that almost got real.
Leaked out.
That almost got real meta real quick.
That's right.
Okay. You're right. So I guess that's sports.
That's it. And that might be sports for a while. So.
Well, if that was it, man, hell of a run.
Thank you.
Hell of a run. You nailed it.
The KC Morning Show.
So there you have it. And similar to sports, your weekend preview in Kansas City. There's nothing going on. It seems like things are still open.
I was trying to figure out where the hell you're going with this, man, but I guess nowhere.
Right. It is.
Well, can I? Because I have our song ready for you. Know, whenever we do our preview, we have songs we like to play.
You put on the song, and I could talk to you about life for a little bit. You want me to do that?
Are you for real? We got nothing? Well, hold on. Humor me for a second.
Well, here's the problem, and I'll explain my process. I do research the night before.
This actually, I guess, is appropriate.
Right.
I do research
the night before, and everything is usually posted on the web in advance. I have no grasp of what is canceled, what is not canceled. So I don't want to tell people, hey, this is happening in Kansas City, and you get there, and there's no one there or whatever. So what I would do, at least this weekend, is hang out with your friends and family.
You really are just talking right now,
who
aren't you?
Who you know maybe aren't sick. And
hold them close, or don't, maybe.
Don't touch anybody that you know might be a little sickly, and be careful around anyone over 60. This is what I would recommend for the weekend. Keep it in close quarters. I think the message from Mayor Q was avoid big crowds, because you don't know what you're going to be running into. So,
man, I feel like I should have put together like a Q&A or something for you. I don't know. I
wash your hands. wash your hands.
Cause you had a bad day. You take one down. You sing
a sad. I mean, I guess you wanna come hang out with me this weekend or something? Or you wanna do a thing or maybe watch the Weather Channel or something, maybe?
You have been really out in the streets for a little bit now, since you've been single.
Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe a 6 foot distance is good for us.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
Just not sure, you know.
You're starting to look at me a little bit differently now, huh? Wow.
No,
the corona's changed you. You thought you knew a guy. I thought we were family.
You have an event we need to know about.
Please tell us.
Someone email us. KCMorningShow@gmail.com. In all seriousness, if you find something that looks to be still happening online, I would just double check. And that's your very, very sad weekend preview.
Hey, we'll turn this thing around. You know what that means? If there's no weekend in preview because there's nothing really going, that means that we will make the good times. We will make the party wherever we are. That's where the party is. Wherever we are, that must be the place.
Yep.
It's not convincing, huh?
Happy St. Patrick's Day. KC Morning Show, present by Charlie Hustle.
KCMS20, that is your promo code. You can use that at charliehustle.com. Also, breaking news, because you got a lot of news today. KCMS20, 20% off at Charlie Hustle in store as well. And that's not a bad day. That's a great day.
Sure. We will see on Monday, right?
Man, we really didn't have a preview, did we?
Can't do it. Because you had a bad day. Hopefully the first and last time.
Absolutely. We'll have nothing but all kinds of stuff next week. Because we're going to be...
We hope. We really don't know.
A brave new world out there. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I just, this is weird.
From what I see out there,
weird.
It seems like restaurants and bars are still open.
They better be, because I got some dates this weekend.
But events, in general, are being a little bit held back. And again, people, especially... folks that have to be around older folks just have to stay in.
Yeah. Hey, be careful out there. You know, we it was a very corona heavy show, which is going to be heavy for the foreseeable future, but hopefully you had a good time trying to make it light, trying to have a little bit of fun, little
the truth is,
power positivity.
You're going to have corona. I mean, you got to go corona heavy. No one likes corona light.
That's why we keep them around, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, even in times of crisis, that's why we keep Pete around.
Two lime squeezes. They only give you one at the bar, but ask for two.
Two lime swings, am I right?
Mm.
That's a stretch, but that's okay. This whole show's been a stretch, man. That's okay.
Stretch it out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, Pete, let's wrap this bad boy up. Why don't you go ahead and give me a letter?
Q.
Q. It's too easy, man. All right, here we go. My name is Hartzell. That's Pete. Peter Q. Swain. The Q stands for quarantine. Hey, be safe. We love you. We'll see you Monday. We'll see ya in the morning.
Don't touch anybody.